When, therefore, Aunt Annie's good dinner of red beet soup, goulash of meat, potatoes and peppers, and stewed pears and spice cake was at last ended, Eva and Maria slipped quietly away. Half walking, half running, they hastened along Copernicus Street to the old city, and entered the one ancient gate that is still standing, and presto, they were back in the Middle Ages. There was no difficulty at all in knowing just what were the boundaries of the Krakow of the time when Marco Polo was having his great adventure in Asia, or the time when Copernicus, the great astronomer, was a student at the Krakow University, and Christopher Columbus was crossing the Atlantic Ocean. For, although a century ago the old wall that surrounded the city was pulled down, a beautiful boulevard was planted where it had stood. It takes just 1 hour to walk about the boulevard, or plenty as it is called, and all that time one is walking under great shade trees. At one place, on the south, the Plenty makes a loop around the Wawel, a high hill well fortified, on which stands the old castle of the kings of Poland and the great cathedral of the Wawel, in which most of those kings were buried. Once inside the gate, Eva and Maria went to the left around the Plenty and soon came upon Grandfather Stanek, a slender, kindly old man in blue overalls, busily raking up leaves and sticks and bits of paper from both walk and grass.
"Oh, Grandfather!" cried Eva. "Here we are again. Now give me the rake and you just watch."
He seized the rake from the old man and raked the grass with swift strokes. Grandfather, smiling contentedly, walked along, his arm in Maria's, keeping up with his grandson and pretending to find fault with his raking.
"How does school go, lad?"
asked Grandfather as they progressed around the Plenty. Eva's mind leaped back to the little country school near his father's farm and saw as in a picture the long bare room with whitewashed walls and rough benches and desks.
"Well, Grandfather," said Eva, "if you must know, I think I've outgrown the school.